to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
Radio at its best.
And now back to Satchmo.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
From the Art Center in Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio, and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning us in. I'm here in the studio with good old Rocco at the board. He plays it like a piano. Got Bob Crowley, historian. He's going to catch us up on some AAC events, Apex Arts Council, one of my sponsors here. The other one, of course, is the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. Check out what's going on with them. You've been listening to some past shows over the last several weeks, and that's going to happen a few more times over the summer, having about seven going on 8 years worth of recordings. There's plenty to choose from, so I apologize for the absences, but there should be some great stuff on anyway. It's just Rocco's got things to do, I've got things to do that have us out of town, and we'll make up for it when we get back on air, and today's one of those days. How about starting us off, Bob, catching us up with what today is, since you always know the historical significance, and then go into the AAC.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I occasionally have things to do, too, although I'm the least important of that. Today is a great day. Today is officially National Tug-of-War Day. So if you're going to have a tug-of-war, this is the day to have it, I guess.
But just make sure you're on opposite sides of that mud puddle before you do it.
Yeah, well, I prefer to be in the middle and start it off and whatever here. We also have one sad note. We had an actor pass away a day or two ago by the name of Alex Rocco. Now, you probably never heard of him, or if you have, you're not sure where, but if you remember the movie The Godfather, and think of Mo Green, the guy who got shot through the eye on the massage table, that was Alex Rocco.
And he's played a character part in many movies.
Oh, he's been in more things. I looked at his filmography, and it's huge.
Yeah.
But he died a couple days ago. He was 79, died of cancer, and, Mo Green is now... Yeah. Up there with the Godfather himself, I guess.
Was it in New York, or do you know where?
Los Angeles.
L.A., okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Absolutely. I do have one public service thing I want to mention here. That the National Weather Service has declared a heat advisory for today, so everybody should be aware of that. It runs from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock, 1 o'clock this afternoon to 7 o'clock this evening. If you can stay home, stay. If you've got older folks around, watch them close. If you've got younger folks, pets, make sure your pets, if they're outside, have water. This is going to be a hot one today.
Or if you can bring them into the cool environment, do so.
That's the best part of it. Now, as far as the Arts Council is concerned, we got some really exciting things coming up. And the biggest one, the one that's coming up next, happens on August 22nd.
That being the Apex Arts Council?
Yes. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting there's one here that goes by that
name. We're sitting in one, buddy.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. But there I ask everybody the question, how often do you shag with your partner?
That's now, private. Thank you very much.
Yeah, any of the Carolinians in the audience, I'm sure know what I mean, because I'm talking about the dance, the Carolina Shag, and we're running Shag Fest. 5 hours of dance. We'll have professionals. We'll have demonstrations, lessons, door prizes, food, all sorts of things going at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in historic downtown Apex. If you go to our website, apexartscouncil.org, you'll be able to see all the information about it, buy tickets, and whatever all else. It's going to be one heck of a day. So you definitely want to come out. And also, if you've got any kids who are interested in becoming thespians and trotting the boards, as it were, as actors, we are in the process now of beginning the casting for Annie Jr. It's a musical, Annie, but written for a cast between 8 and 12 years old. So if you go to our Facebook page or our website, you'll find out all about that. And if your child has some aspirations, why not?
You'll be around some talented teachers.
Oh, yeah. The people that are running this are true professionals. They have worked in theater for many years and on a professional level, so we're going to kind of do it upright. And then who knows? We may come up with some other things. I still want to get Claudio on stage for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm putting Seafarers back together.
Good.
And that will gradually have me back on stage as a sea captain.
That's the one I want. That's the one I want.
Bob, what is the population of Apex?
Right now we are at 42,000.
So it's approximately twice the size in population compared to Carrboro.
Yep.
That's a lot of people.
That's right? A lot of people. And it's growing like mad, and I'm feeling like Daniel Boone and say, I want more elbow room here. But the growth is good. It builds the town up, and we're getting bigger and bigger.
I lived in Apex when 64 West was a two-lane.
Yep.
And trees were still shadowing it. Oh, I love those days.
Yeah, well, those are gone.
Yeah.
And now geographically, would it be closer to Raleigh or closer to Chapel Hill?
It's probably closer to Raleigh. Raleigh, from one city limits to the other, is probably about 4 or 5 miles, maybe. But coming all the way to Chapel Hill, you're probably looking about 20 miles. But
Cary had its mouth open for a long time, hoping the small fish would swim in and become Cary.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Apex, we're the peak of good living, and we're going to stay that way. But we got the best downtown in the county, and I know that for a fact.
And let's take a moment here, too, to explain to people that you've literally put the Apex Arts Council on the map. You finally got recognized. We've been through this before, but there's
absolutely
some people that haven't heard it.
We're growing. Now that we're able to do some more things, we...
You actually got a grant.
We have a major grant from the town, and we are looking for some other support and funding. So if you've got some extra cash, we'd love to see you. But
as with WCOM, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, your choice or both. Or
I just thought I'd plug that.
Oh, you got to plug that one. But, yeah, we are growing. We have the theater group. We're looking at some adult productions, too, that'll be coming on. And, I mean, adult as in adult cast, not necessarily.
Not naked? Oh,
Well, I'd love to do O Calcutta, but nobody will let me. But we will be doing adult and children performances. We have a ballet company now. That works with us, and we've
actually had the head on the show.
Yeah, yeah, and they are now in the position where they're looking to actually do some productions, and we'll have ballet in Apex before too much longer, and all sorts of other things are happening. We're looking at a variety show coming up probably in November. We're putting together of the best talent in Apex, kind of like a variety vaudeville kind of thing, and put it on the stage. Come on and see all your friends and neighbors, and see how really professional some of them are. So, and I'm thinking about having a very special MC for that one. Somebody with this great voice that out Burton's Burton, as I always tell people.
Who that is.
Yeah, who that is. That you that is. But it's going to be great, and Apex is just moving along.
Well, I was going to have the three of us, you, Rocco, and myself, just sort of touch on some things in the news or anything we might like to chat about, make this sound like like sort of DJs hitting it off on radio here for a minute before we go into other things.
Well, Claudio and Bob, Bob, you're mentioning how warm it's going to be today, how hot.
Good point, thank you.
What do you think of this climate change? You think it's real? I heard on the radio that 2014, I believe, was the warmest year ever recorded worldwide.
Right. I think climate change is the accurate description.
Right.
I
mean,
rather than global warming, because there's just too much happening.
Yeah.
Well, and if any politician out there can still deny it, he needs to get his butt buried in the sand.
Well, this is not the first time. I mean, there have been global climate changes throughout all of history for millions of years. Areas now that are desert were once tropical marshes.
I do think man is helping this one along.
Well, yeah, we probably are.
We're deforesting every place in this world, on the earth, really.
Yeah, deforesting and the addition of extra carbon dioxide to the atmosphere and other greenhouse gases.
You realize that a dead tree releases more gas than a living one? A living one actually transforms it into things that are useful?
Yeah, oxygen.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday, on my show, Music Hall, I received a call, maybe at 11 o'clock in the morning, from Montana. Someone was listening in Montana.
Gee, I didn't know
on
their that much
computer.
And somebody's surfing the computer.
And they were in Glacier National Park.
Wow.
Oh.
And they told me that the temperature there was going to be in the upper 90s, approaching 100 degrees in Glacier National Park.
Oh.
Which really, I think, was unheard of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look at glaciers. I mean, they're melting all over the world. They're cutting back. The polar ice caps are getting smaller. There is a change coming.
People had better prepare for the fact that sea levels are rising.
Sure. I mean, if you look at the area between, I think it was 1710 and 1850, that was the Little Ice Age, where there was a cooling trend, and everything got very, very cold. I remember my grandfather telling me that his grandfather, which would be two greats for me, actually was able to walk from New Jersey to New York across the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Because it froze, and that's quite a thing that
unusual.
Has happened. Yeah. So there was, it was 1810, there was freezing weather and snow in virtually every state of the Union, including Florida.
Well, I understand with this global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, you get these huge swings in temperatures throughout the seasons. And if we can remember last winter here was considered a cold winter, right? Mm-hmm. We had a long, drawn-out cold winter, cold temperatures below 20 degrees, more so than past winters recently. And
now we're having August and June.
And and exactly.
July, June.
Yeah.
I mean, we got hit hard in June. This isn't, today is by no means an unusual day compared to what we had in June.
No.
That's right.
And it's not good. I mean, it's not good for the world as a whole. It's definitely not good for us right here going outside today, which please don't.
I've also noticed that the weather is always an issue now in the Northeast.
Yep.
Possible tornadoes or tornado-like winds, floods, when places like Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York State never had these things 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Not as often as we do now.
Here I open up the mic to all of us having just a casual conversation. And what do? We talk about the weather.
Yeah. Well,
it is rather significant, though.
The only other thing for a bunch of three old guys to talk about would be our aches and pains. I don't know if anybody wants to hear that.
Speak for yourself, right.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, a little later on in this morning, my contribution to radio theater is going to be performing Annabelle Lee for you. And then we're going to continue with Rocco's career on radio. He's met so many great band leaders as well as just great bands that it's fun to have a personal connection to the music he's going to be playing. That's what's going to be happening as we proceed.
Yep. Absolutely.
I have something right now, Claudio, by an artist that passed away, and he was a terrific piano player. He was blind. His name is George Shearing.
Mm.
And George Shearing was a superstar in jazz back in the 50s.
The name
and
jumps
60s.
Out. Yeah.
And I have his signature song, something called Lullaby of Birdland.
Well, why don't take a break with a musical interlude, and then I shall come back and perform Annabelle Lee. Thank you.
George Shearing. Just heard on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Chapel Hill and Carborough Community Radio. This is WCOM. Now back to Claudio.
Catch us up a little bit on that piece of music there.
Well, that was George Shearing's signature piece of music, and he would open his shows with that. He wrote it probably, he performed it. Recorded it probably in the late 1940s mm-hmm. and early 50s.
What a signature.
And he was so popular. I had a chance to meet him, Claudio and Bob. He performed in the eastern part of the state, and I was one of the light men running the spotlights. And he was just such a gentleman and very popular at the height of his career in the early 60s. And he was a household name in the world of jazz.
Absolutely.
George Shearing.
Mm.
And passed away probably in the 1980s, early 90s.
I got you. Still an incredible sound. I want to touch on something you just said, that he was a real gentleman. It's interesting because I've had a lot of experience on stage as well as backstage working shows. And it's interesting that the most accomplished people are the nicest people on stage. Mm-hmm. It's the wannabes that still frustrate you and that can have an attitude. But the accomplished ones, they're smooth as silk and they are a true gentleman or lady in that regard.
This fellow was such a nice man, really was.
No doubt. Well, you can certainly tell it by his music.
I'd like to tell you that your host Claudio is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and a master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com. Also look to his YouTube channel link. Once again, now here's Claudio with Annabelle Lee.
And I'm going to ask you to turn off the mics so that I don't bounce off your microphones while I'm performing this. And I give you Edgar Allan Poe's Annabelle Lee, one of my personal favorites. It was many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabelle Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. She was a child and I was a child in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabelle Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud by night, chilling my Annabelle Lee. So that a high-born kinsman came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre by the sea, in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of a cloud, chilling and killing my Annabelle Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabelle Lee, and the stars never rise but I see the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabelle Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in her sepulchre by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
Thank you. You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Thanks for listening to our station.
Your time is important. Take us along. We're WCOM. Now back to Claudio's Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
The show today is brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. And on that note, Bob has something to add about Gershwin that I really
fond of. I love hearing this piece of music, Rhapsody in Blue. It's my grandfather's favorite. But beyond that, Gershwin had a problem. See, he had never taken any formal training in music. So he was in Paris at one point, and he got hold of Ravel, as in Ravel's Bolero and all that. And he went to him and he asked him, could he give him lessons in music? And Ravel thought for a moment and looked at him and said, well, I could, but tell me, would you rather be a mediocre Ravel or a great Gershwin?
I love that.
It didn't matter.
That's a
great
line. He
didn't need lessons.
Well, Bob and Claudio, I picked that selection by Gershwin, Rhapsody in Blue, because it's his signature work, and he truly was maybe America's greatest composer.
Yeah, it's up there.
It really is, and Billy May performed that. Billy May and his orchestra.
Now, have you met Billy May?
I have. I met that piece was recorded in 1968 when Billy May was at his peak.
And your career was in full swing.
I was working at a radio station in New Jersey after I got out of the Army. It was late 68, 69, and Billy May was backing up people like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Rosie Clooney, Nat King Cole, just the biggest stars.
Of the day.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And he had one of the premier orchestras in America, and they were recording at the Capitol Studios, which were considered maybe the best place in the country.
Yeah, they were famous.
In L.A., on Hollywood Boulevard, I believe.
I can still see it on the album covers, Capitol Studios.
And Capitol had terrific state-of-the-art equipment at that time. I had the good fortune, to meet Billy May in 1961, again, working a show when he brought his band to the eastern part of the state, Wright Auditorium, East Carolina University at the time, and again, I was working the lights and the sound, and it was a very, very hot July, August day.
Rucker was a stage technician.
I was, and Billy May, again, another gentleman, and it was a warm afternoon, evening, and they put on a terrific show.
No doubt, and you said you particularly enjoyed how nice a gentleman he was.
He was, and he had a 22-piece orchestra with him, and similar to those were such accomplished musicians, they could play anything.
I'm sure.
They could, and they were musicians that were heard on movie soundtracks and recording artists that were at the best of the best people.
No doubt. I'm with a group like that, with an orchestra like that, even when members of the group try to sort of throw each other off every once in a while. Sometimes you do it just for the fun of it.
Right.
They were so good at being in sync that it never tripped them up.
Well, you could hear that recording, how tight the orchestra was.
Absolutely.
And here they are playing, I guess you'd say, a semi-classical piece of music, Rhapsody in Blue.
Very true, yeah. That was a unique combination of jazz and classical.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Which I've always thought made a great fusion.
So in 68, you were doing that. In 68, I was in Vietnam playing roadie to Johnny Cash.
I was climbing trees in Africa.
And I had just left and got back into radio for a while.
Yeah.
And then I left radio in 1969 and never went back to it for 40 years, really.
And I came here in 69.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Life
still,
cycles.
You still remembered how to do it.
I guess.
Oh, he's been at it for a while now.
Yeah, this station has had so many innovative things take place with it. I was thinking about some of the people you fellas were mentioning earlier, and this station has a number of shows that have had people on that wind up on WUNC radio, UNC public radio, public television.
Yep.
And we've had them first here.
The whole idea is to lift them up so that they can move on to things like that, yeah.
So when anybody's listening, if you want to promote Claudio up to commercial radio, he'd be a great show for you.
Yeah.
And he needs some money.
Hey.
Claudio, the next piece of music that I have is by another famous jazz artist.
And I want to hear your connection to it before you play it.
All right, his name is Ramsey Lewis.
Oh, of course, one of my favorites.
Ramsey Lewis had a trio and a number one hit and a number of top 10 Billboard charted instrumental hits. The one I'm going to play was his biggest hit, The In Crowd. And again, he came to the eastern part of the state in the mid-60s, and I was working the show. I was the stage manager for this show that he was going to perform in the eastern part of the state.
And he was still putting out hits in the 80s, right?
He was. Yeah. Well, the group broke up. I can't remember.
I know
the
70s was strong for him because he had one hit after another, and I bought those albums.
Well, I think it was 1963. He came to East Carolina University, Wright Auditorium again.
Mm.
And no one had ever heard of Ramsey Lewis.
Where was he actually from?
I'm not sure.
I'm
probably
thinking New York,
in New York or somewhere. Yeah. But no one had ever heard of Ramsey Lewis, and he put on a show in Wright Auditorium with maybe 300 people, 250 people there. Not very many people, because he was an up-and-coming jazz artist.
Right.
He made this recording a year or two later, The In Crowd, and he became well-known throughout the country because of the popularity of that instrumental that he wrote and performed recorded.
He had an amazing rhythm, yeah.
East Carolina brought him back 2 or 3 years later, so now it's 1965, we'll say, and there were 2 or 3,000 people in the gymnasium to hear him perform, and he went to Greenville, South Carolina, instead of Greenville, North Carolina, where East Carolina is located. So the huge crowd never got a chance to see him that night.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had to refund all the tickets to
So he people. Just mistakenly went to the wrong place.
He went to the wrong city that night. And it was probably in early spring.
So what came of that? Did he come back and perform?
To my knowledge, he never came back to perform at East Carolina. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I kind of disappeared from that area for a while. And but that's the story. But when I met him the first time, again, first-class gentleman, he had two fellas with him, Young and Holt were their last names, because when the group broke up, they became the Young Holt Trio, and they had a hit song called Whack Whack, and that was the Young Holt Trio. And they were the two-thirds of the Ramsey Lewis Trio that you'll hear them on this recording.
Well, let's give it a listen.
Here's Ramsey Lewis now and his trio, recorded in the mid-1960s.
And you're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater here on WCOM 103.5 FM.
world of science is endlessly fascinating, and some of the world's most significant science is going on right here in the Triangle. This is Ernie Hood. Join me Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Radio En Vivo, your link to the Triangle Science Community, right here on WCOM LPFM.
From Chapel Hill in Carrboro, this is WCOM, heard at 103.5 FM, and also heard online at WCOMFM.org.
And we're continuing with Rocco's life in music, his career as a radio show host, DJ, and I guess we went from technical theater to playing the bands on air.
Exactly. This next band that I have lined up for us was one of the most popular, most famous bands ever in American popular music, Artie Shaw.
Of course.
I believe Artie Shaw died a few years ago over 90. He was in his 90s when he died. I had a chance to see him in person in the late 1940s, and this was when I was a young person, maybe 8 or 9 years old, taken to the theater in Newark, New Jersey. It was either the Adams Theater or the Branford Theater. Now, these theaters were movie palaces. They were not just movie theaters. They held 2,000 or 3,000 people, and they were very ornate, and they were a terrific place to see a live show, a vaudeville show, or a movie. And Artie Shaw performed there on the road when he left New York and was going out on tour. And my mother or uncle took me to that Artie Shaw show, the matinee show in the afternoon. And I got a chance to hear and see the band then.
You got dipped in some good stuff as a kid.
I did. Well, Artie Shaw kept performing for years and years and years, made movies and had a great band. And this recording was recorded in 1991. It's called The Last Recordings of Artie Shaw, when he himself was conducting the orchestra, the band. And later on, after this recording, he had a band that toured the country, and they went around. It was called the Artie Shaw Orchestra, but he did not lead it and travel with it, but he ran it. And they came here to the Arts Center.
All right.
And I got a chance to come to that performance here.
That being the Carrboro Arts Center.
Oh, it was
That's
terrific.
Amazing.
I think it might have been about the year 1999, 2000, 2001.
Wow.
If you look back in the Arts Center archives here, you could see when the new Artie Shaw band came here. And it was led by a fellow, I can't remember his name, but he was in the Buddy Morrow band. And, you know, there's this whole lineage of these musicians that move from one band to another at one level to another level. But I can tell you, that Artie Shaw band, that Artie Shaw orchestra that performed here in the Arts Center was just as tight and just as great sounding as the original Artie Shaw band.
Speaking of the Carrboro Arts Center, they're still drawing in some amazing names.
They are.
Even though it's a small venue, that you have a real intimate connection with people like Judy Collins and of pretty profound names.
So this is Artie Shaw with the last recordings ever made of him conducting his own band.
Here we go. Thank you.
are listening to WCOM, live and local, right here in Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
You're tuned to your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Not to forget, you're listening to Claudio's Radio Theater. Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Hey, how about that? I tripped on my own show.
Don't do that.
You know, Claudio, we failed to mention that
Artie Shaw was
a clarinet player.
And so that's the instrument that he was famous for. So just bear that in mind.
And that was him playing the clarinet on that piece of music.
We were just talking about him a little bit, and you know, somebody was saying, "Well, when did he die?" and so on. Well, I've just looked it up here, and it shows that he passed away on December 30th, 2004, at the age of 94. And
wow!
That happened in Thousand Oaks, California.
That's a good full life.
Yeah. Well, Bob, when the new Artie Shaw band was playing here, I asked the leader, "How much control does Artie Shaw still have over this band?" And he said he has complete control.
I believe that.
And they only did what he wanted them to play and do in such and such
an
arrangement.
He was the spirit of the work.
He still ran that band.
No doubt.
Even though he couldn't.
Well, this article about him even indicates that he was active right up to the end. He was there.
Oh, I don't see.
The truth.
You don't retire from what you love.
Mm-mm. No.
No way. Well, what's next, Rocco?
Well, I have something by Al Hurt. Another.
We all know that name.
Great. Musician, trumpet player, had a number of pop instrumental hits, and I'm going to play two selections that he performed many times to show the versatility of his ability to play different things. And of course, Al Hurt was from New Orleans and had a sound that was unmistakable.
Absolutely, and absolutely world famous.
Had a terrific show when I was able to meet him and see him in person.
Tell us about that.
Al Hurt came in with a good sized group. When I say group, he had his own band of about 8 or 9 musicians. He had backup singers. He even had, I believe, some dancers with him. It was a stage show.
Yeah.
And this would have been in the mid-60s. And again, just a great gentleman. After the show, was signing autographs for everyone. He was a big man, probably weighed over 300 pounds,
wow.
About 6'1", 6'2", and just a gentle giant type of a fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And he could really work that audience and put on a great show.
So what are we getting ready to hear? What's the piece called, you know?
First, I believe we're going to hear a sort of slow ballad, You'll Never Know, and then one by Roy Orbison, who made it popular, Dream Baby. And
you'll see
how versatile he was on the trumpet and with his group.
Incredible. Thank you.
You are listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, your community-powered 100-watt wonder.
To your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Your voice in our community, this is WCOM, and this is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater.
And right now you're listening to Rocco's career on radio back in his music days, and of course they're still here, but it's interesting that he remembers these old performers and these band leaders from back in his day.
Well, Claudio, as we were talking about Al Hurt, anyone who would see that show that he was performing on the road in the 60s, you'd never forget it.
I'm sure.
He had the singers with him, dancers, his band, and just a terrific show.
I think we got about 2-3 minutes before we need to wrap it up, so let's go to the next tune. Give us a cue us in on who you met here.
Oscar Peterson, one of the premier, some people think the premier jazz piano player maybe ever. He was Canadian, and he was so popular. He passed away, I'm not sure when, probably in the 1990s.
And did you work one of his shows? Or just
I did. I got a chance to meet him. And again, another gentleman, unmistakable sound. What we're going to hear is Oscar Peterson playing Night Train, a big hit by Buddy Morrow in the 50s. And fantastic. This was recorded in the 60s.
And this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. Cheers. And once again, it's time for the Speakeasy to sign off, so thank you for tuning us in. Every time you do that, we promise we'll keep you turned on. I'd like to say thanks to historian Bob Crowley, as well as the one and only Rocco. Thank you for listening. This is Claudio. Cheers.